Chapter 38. Refueling Station, Gindine System. The Raquels, the Broadside, and the Millennium Falcon put in at an abandoned repair and refueling satellite. It orbited the world of Gindine, burned and ruined by the Yuuzhan Vong during the war named for them. Owned by Tendrando, the corporation headed by Lando Calrissian and his wife, Tendra Rysant, it had been decommissioned and shut down. But Han and Leia still carried the codes that would open its airlocks, reactivate its life support systems. There they swapped personnel around, putting everyone bound for Endor on the Broadside, giving the X-Wing pilots a brief respite. In the Millennium Falcon's main hold, which had mostly served as a crew lounge for most of the years Han had owned the freighter, Leia and Han sat Alana down on a sofa and bent to face her more at eye level.
"We're going to take you back to Hapes now,"
Leia said. Seeing Alana up close for so long, it was hard for her to concentrate. The little girl was so familiar, staring up at her with eyes Leia knew so well. The realization of where she knew Alana from was like rising from a pool after too long underwater. Suddenly Leia could breathe again, could think again. Alana had Tenel Ka's coloration, the fair skin, red hair, gray eyes, but her face, her expressions, her lively intelligence were so like his when he was a child, before Yuuzhan Vong and Voxen and Vergere and who knows what twisted all the happiness out of his life. Leia found she could not speak. But Alana wiggled, happy.
"You're Leia Organa Solo."
Leia nodded, mute.
"You're Jason's mommy."
Leia nodded again.
"He's my daddy."
Finally, Leia found her voice again.
"I know,"
she whispered. She knelt and pulled Alana to her in an embrace. She stood with the little girl in her arms.
"I'm your grandmother."
She turned to face Han. His face was frozen in surprise. Leia saw his mouth work as he tried to find the perfect quip for the situation, but there was none. His expression softened, and he merely patted the little girl's arm, a clumsy gesture of affection. "Hi, sweetie. I'm your grandfather." Sanctuary Moon of Endor, Death Star Wreckage. Jaina found Jag lying on a blanket near the edge of the wreckage shadow, watching the huge reddish ball of Endor as it began to sink below the horizon of trees. She sat beside him, allowing herself a moment to appreciate the beauty of the view.
"I have to go," she said.
"Now?"
"No, but soon. A few hours, a few days."
"Where?"
"I don't know."
He grinned.
"I recommend you figure that out before you leave."
"That's what I'm trying to do."
She shook her head.
"Alima's dead. Jason's next."
"Just about everyone I know plans to be the one to confront Jason Solo. Grandmaster Skywalker, Ben Skywalker, half the Jedi Knights, all the Jedi Masters. Every pilot I know plans to be there in a starfighter the next time he's in one. So I suggest you get in line."
"If it is someone else, I won't complain. But if it has to be me, I want to be ready. You showed me I wasn't."
She took a moment to consider her words.
"I'm his twin. I have as much power as he does, potentially. But he's had training I haven't. I need to counter it with training he hasn't had, and the sort of ingenuity you showed me."
He watched her in the deepening shadows.
I'll give you whatever help I can. But I think Alima was just about my match. Jason, he's far more dangerous.
I know, but I wanted you to understand that you have helped me. Helped me get this far. I just have to get farther. And that means going away.
He nodded.
Just remember who you are. That should mean everything to you. And remember that it means nothing to Jason anymore. He's already shown that he cares nothing for the families of those he tortures and kills.
Those he tortures and kills?
Jaina froze as something occurred to her.
Those he tortures and kills?
What is it?
Oh, no.
She shook her head, almost unaware of Jag as the thought took hold.
I can't.
You can't what?
She looked at him, hoping that something in his expression or words might tell her why her idea was wrong. Bad. But it wasn't. It was the only answer. It was inevitable. She rose.
I have to go.
I know, you said that.
But now I know where. I need to make some preparations. Don't worry. I'll say goodbye before I leave.
She turned away from his baffled expression and headed back to the outpost, toward her mission, toward an act of last resort, toward her teacher.